This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We're going to get straight to the people. I got to check in on Ticket Text because David yelled at me in a very aggressive manner pre-show. And you're in a bad mood again. So listen, just Ticket Text and straight to the callers. NFL draft coming up in 20 minutes. Actually 10 if you count the blitz, but we're going to get into the Lions stuff, including my favorite player that they took because they actually selected one of my Team Mikey guys. David, go ahead.
Yes, Rico, both things can be true, but come on, if that's in New York, no matter who's shooting it, they call the foul. It's so soul-crushing, he says. That is from Ryan. That was not the reason. It was the last reason we lost.
Yes.
That is Tim in Ypsilanti.
Agree, Tim. I think the way we've always approached the game is look at the game in totality, and there are just very rare moments you get to blame one thing. When you go into the fourth quarter up 11 and the other team's best player seemingly got injured again, you got to close that game out. And instead, your offense, you played scared. I thought you were playing too much shot clock too early. It's almost like you had Tom Izzo coaching your team. And you had an open look. You didn't hit it. You let Jalen Brunson clap you up again and again and again and again and again. That ain't foul hunting. He was just out there killing people. Like, there's so many reasons. Here's an idea. Why are you down 16 in your own house? But yes, both things are true. Yeah. I don't argue it. I'm not gonna let you have it both ways. All right? This ain't Burger King. You don't get it your way. You want it to be physical and don't ever call a foul and we want street fights, then you can't go to the very people you want to impugn and say, don't blow the whistle, and then go, bo, 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 this one time. Come on now. This is a foul. I just can't do that.
Right. Give Tim Hardaway Jr. the superstar call.
Then get a superstar.
Oh.
I'm sorry. And that doesn't mean Tim Hardaway is a bad player. See, and I said this last segment
man
for
the
people.
Brown pullover.
Caribbean green. All right, David, one more and I'm going to the callers.
Dana White said it best. Don't leave it up to the judges. Finish the fight.
That's it. And they will. In time, they will learn. It's a process. John, 97.1. Johnny, what's up, pal?
Fellas, I think that I have not, I'll be very honest with you, I have not followed a lot of NBA during the season. I watch it primarily when we get to the playoffs. So
sure.
I'm not familiar with all the players and all, but there's a few things that I'm an old school guy. I've been around, I saw Walt Frazier play, I saw Earl Monroe, Dave DeBuscher, Havlicek. The things that I don't see today in the NBA that I think is really lacking, number one, especially for the Pistons, is they need a true big man. They don't have a big man. Tobias is not a big man, in my mind. Robert Parrish, Kevin McHale, those are big men. Porzingis right now, that's a big man. They've got to get a big man. It would change the whole dynamics of that team. It would allow more activity to be directed towards the big man, giving other then they have some nice other players, but unfortunately, I just don't think they didn't have an answer for Cat at all. I mean,
no,
that's kind of ridiculous.
Well, very few people do. I mean, that's a player that's 24 and 13 a night. He's got all NBA offensive ability. He is, all jokes aside, one of the 10 best big man shooters I've ever seen. And John, look, to your point, it's yes and no. You're never going to acquire a Robert Parrish or Kevin McHale in today's game, meaning those players just don't exist. But a modern version of them, yes, I agree with you. And, John, look, the tenets of the pick and roll are still there. The tenets of a floor spacer, you know, a center who can drag his defender away from the rim. I mean, we could go back 25 years to Shaquille O'Neal. Right. Teams were trying to pull Shaq away from the basket. It just, basketball hadn't modernized enough. But, yeah, they do. You're not going to get anywhere with Jalen Duren and Tobias Harris. But again, unlike the Iser failure, this is year one. This isn't year six.
Funny when you put it that way.
That's all. I'm just, you know.
And that's why there is so much room to grow. The foundation is set. Now you have to add pieces. You're going to have to subtract some, but I think you're going to be pleased with the outcome.
Yes. Go to Tony, 97.1. Tone, what's going on, bud?
Mike, Rico, how we doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
Not much. I got a few points to make. I'll try to be concise. And okay. First thing is first, so I do not get characterized as a slappy. Yes, the Pistons choked the game away. Up 11 in the fourth, got to close it out. Yep. It's not just the refs. There's no doubt. However,
okay.
Not all calls are created equal, right?
Fair.
I mean, the most
yes.
important play of the game is the last one in a one-point game. And the league flat out said, sorry, not sorry, it should be two. So I have a little trouble accepting the narrative. And Mike, I just have a quick question for you before I finish my point.
You're fine.
You said it's like sort of you're Detroit. You're not going to get the benefit of the call. I don't know if that means the city doesn't get the call or the franchise. Doesn't.
Oh, the franchise.
Objectively,
the franchise.
Well, but objectively, but by sorry, didn't mean to cut you
no,
off.
No, you're fine.
By
I'll
any
wait.
Measure, the Pistons are a better franchise than the Knicks. They've gone to 6 Eastern Conference Finals, 2 NBA Finals,
okay.
and won a title since the Knicks made the East Final.
Okay, I know this is going to sound terrible, and while I agree with everything you're saying, okay, so you've heard me say that to you directly, Tony. I agree with you. I want you to join me in reality for a minute. It's the reason the Dallas Cowboys get certain calls, even though they aren't a better franchise than anybody. Look, the way the Pistons have crafted their image over 40 years, some of it is true, some of it isn't. Tony, you're never going to get those calls. And if you're tapping back into that style of play, I truly don't believe you're ever going to get a friendly whistle. Is it right? No, but it's real. So the franchise has to make a decision. We can further lean into this, Tony, right? And we can be the villains and do all this. Or, hey, culture's set. We got to add some star power. And Tony, you're right. Last call of the game, it's the most important call of the game. You got screwed. I'm not running from it. I was just more annoyed. The game should have been closed out, wrapped up with a bow on it. So much earlier. And again, you did everything wrong in the last 7 minutes. Now, where are you at on the star power? Do you at least agree this summer we got to make a swing here?
Oh, yeah. That was going to be my second point. But they added vets this last year, right? Schroeder, Beasley, mm-hmm. Hardaway, Harris. Guys who've been around, and they don't know what it's like to win at all, but they know what it takes to be competitive in the league, right? But they weren't going to add a Robin to a 14-win team, right? I mean, none of us saw
Correct.
The 30-win season coming around. I mean, I'm not upset that the series is going to end. And, I mean, this was a tremendous success. I haven't tuned into the Pistons since I was 13, right? I mean,
yep.
I mean, this is and I'm 32, right? So maybe I was 15. But this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable, and it's a true success. However, I mean, man, it's got to be 2-2. It's got to be 2-2, and that's and so, yes. They need to add a Sabonis, maybe Booker. I think they got to restructure that deal. I mean, $76 million a year, that's just like, that's funny money. But no, I mean, they got to do it. And also, I totally like to live in reality. You're 100% right. All that matters is reality. And I get you're not going to get that call, but that's be you know what, right?
Yeah. And then again, Tone, it's year one. You know, not everybody in this town gets the endless treadmill of forgiveness like Iserman. But I'm sure as hell not going to do anything other than praise what Trajan Langdon put together and how this organization rallied. I want to see what happens this summer. And he's going to get multiple summers to craft it. I'm just making a point to you. The right swing this summer, I think it enters you into the conversation amongst the top 3-4 teams in this conference.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And you go, how can you say that? Well, first of all, Dame Lillard died last night. And Giannis may just ask out this summer. So there's one.
Yeah. And yeah, it came out that it is the Achilles, so he won't be back for...
In fact, dead. So then you get to the Knicks, who you're battling right now. I think the Knicks are going to fire Thibodeau. I think they'll end up blowing up this core a little bit. The Celtics can't stay together, hashtag money, and I don't think Cleveland's real. Guys, the opportunity's there. Now, I ain't going to wait 6 years for it. But the fact is, Trajan Langdon in 1 year has accomplished more than Eisenman in six. I'm going to pay the man his respect. Kenny, how you holding up over there? It's a lot of slander.
A lot of slander. A lot of Steve Eisenman. Maybe too much slander.
Actually, not enough slander. All right, we'll get more to calls. We'll get the NFL draft stuff in the mix. Kenny, we are going to do POTUS on Derby. That's going to happen. Like the Kentucky Derby picked by Kenny Kott's imitation.
Yeah, they say that about me. A lot of horses. I like a lot of horses.
All right.
Yes, KT. Kenny Trump.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. KT.
KG Kott to KT Kott.
We better be careful with this bit.